Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a small survey about issues in Phoenix. May I please have 4 minutes of your time to participate?
Yes.
Please? Thank you so much. And am I speaking to Suzanne?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you speak English? Yes. And continue. Suzanne, are you living in the area of Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I will be asking you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River and Indian Community. Now, you're a female, and I don't need your birthday. I just need the year of your birth to have on record that you are over the age of 18. What year were you born?
86.
Thank you. Wow, you sound a lot younger. Thank you. And is you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, they are.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. On these lists, please tell me on a scale from a 1 to a 5, a 1 meaning that you believe that it would be very little to improve the quality of life. A 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life, or any number in between. The first one is more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses. What number would you give it?
2.
Thank you. More good paying jobs.
5.
More dining and entertainment options?
4.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
Better public transportation options?
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
3.
And the last one on this topic is more affordable housing options for to rent or buy?
5.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Probably the right amount.
The right amount? Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of 5 different types of businesses and stores. And on each of these, tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of this kind of business in Levine. There's a yes strongly, a yes somewhat, and a simple no. The first one is grocery stores and supermarkets.
No.
Dollar stores and discount chains. Yes somewhat or yes strongly?
Yes.
Strongly?
Yes.
Okay.
Strongly.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Doctors' offices and hospitals?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. And the last one is home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in a little box, tell me, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Probably a closer Costco and other clothing stores, like maybe like a Nordstrom Rack, Target.
Nordstrom Rack. And what was that for Nordstrom?
Rack, Nordstrom Rack.
Oh, Rack, I'm sorry, yeah. And what else?
Target.
Oh, Target, yeah. Okay. What about restaurants? Any restaurants?
Yeah, probably a Chick-fil-A. That'd be nice.
Okay.
The nearest one's 2 minutes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that information. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or it's a very big problem?
Is that just in regards to inventory or price?
No, No, this one would be in the amount of availability. Like, for example...
Availability.
Yes, availability.
I would say slight.
Slight problem? Okay. Now, the second one would be in terms of cost. So how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem? Or a very big problem?
I would say a fairly big problem.
A fairly big problem. Thank you. All right, we are at 64%, almost done. Now, this next four in this list is in regards to types of housing. And the yes is strongly a yes somewhat or a simple no if you would like to see more of this kind of housing in Levine. The first one is housing options for seniors.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums.
Yes, strongly.
Single family detached homes.
I think we have enough of those, so no.
So, no, okay. And the last one is townhouses or attached homes.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Have you lived there less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
15 years.
So you're 11 to 20. Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home? Do you rent your home? Are you living with your parents or friends? Thank you. And this is the last list. This list I'm going to read you is regarding some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On these, tell me if you're in favor or you oppose. There's a strong favor, somewhat favor, and also a strongly opposed or somewhat opposed. Now, the first one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. You oppose or strongly or favor?
In favor. Strongly in favor.
Strongly in favor. Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Very neutral.
Did you say neutral?
A ton of parking lots. Yeah.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Yes, somewhat. Or
okay.
In favor, somewhat.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums all in the same neighborhood.
Favorable, somewhat.
Okay. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Yes, strongly.
And the last one here is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Alrighty, so basically we are at 91. We only have three more questions. These are just for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And stop me when I get to the right amount of what is your annual household income. The first one is less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, more than 125,000 a year?
50 to 75.
Thank you. And I know your name. I said in the beginning of the call. But finally, strictly for verification purposes only by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Susie.
Thank you, Susie. It was my pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for participating in the survey. You have a wonderful rest of this day. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.